Coming up at Top 5 5, you won't believe. Trump is speaking, and you won't believe what he said now.
Did he say something about security, like global security?
Something along that line, yes. What he'd like to do. Uh-oh. All right, that's coming up in the Top 5 5. All right, but before we get to, can we just dispense with all the horror of humanity for just
we
a moment? And think about some of the good things that are happening. Easter is coming up on Sunday.
That's right.
Right? A billion people around the globe will be celebrating. And it is, you know, this is a time when you get together with family and you and somehow the lamb is the only one that looks nervous in the room. And that is really
very true.
Yeah. Lamb, and you know, and I'll be honest with you, also the pig doesn't look so good either.
No,
the pig's looking a little pale at the
safe
moment. Like, I think this is not going to be good for me. The meatheads are here, the guys from Palina Market, who we have. And actually, it's Bill and his son, Bill Gale and his son, John. And now I understand, John, you're the sausage king of Chicago.
I thought that was a big statement.
Abe Froman.
Abe
Froman, now is John McGill.
Sausage team.
Yeah. And you did something. You got a special Easter sausage here? What is this?
Yeah, we make Easter Polish sausage, which is smoked Polish sausage with hand-cut pieces of ham, and then extra garlic, extra black pepper, give it a little more of a kick for the season. Yeah, it's really,
full,
really good.
Very
tradition.
Full.
Palina Market. Mm-hmm.
Although, as Bill knows, I walk into Palina Market, as I have almost my whole life, in both locations, the original location, now where you guys are, on Lincoln Avenue. I'm overwhelmed when I walk in. I got that look on my face.
Does it smell like it does in the studio right now, that smoky, lovely smell?
100 times better.
Oh, gosh.
And, because we still have me in the studio here. It's just, as far as the eye can see, it's something delicious, and I don't know what to choose. So when you get, one of the things is you walk up, and you've got all the sausages that hang in there, and then in the case, you've got them all. I don't even know where to begin.
Mm-hmm.
What's a good thing?
First, our lamb are happy lambs. We don't have scared lambs.
Yeah,
anything.
Well,
grass-fed, well taken care
very,
of.
Very well taken
very
care of.
Very, very generous lambs, very giving.
They love to come to Palina Market.
Yeah, okay, I'm sure they do, yeah. I don't like to think about that part of it.
I just like to
look at everything in the case and go, delicious. all right, so if you're coming in for Easter, for the sausage, definitely the Easter sausage, right?
Yeah, hams that we make, we smoke them ourselves, spiral cut them. Honey, without honey, they're excellent. Everybody loves them.
They are good. They're so soft.
Yeah.
And you know what's cool about them, too, is they're cut in a way that it doesn't – you can tell it's really ham. There are some of those products, spiralized hams, on the marketplace that where you cut and you're like, is this really a ham or is this something else that I'm eating? Is it a piece of plastic? You know what this is when you're having it from Palina Market.
Yeah, it's one of our best sellers. All year round we have them, but at Easter it's the biggest seller.
Yeah.
And then you get the leg of lamb – butterflied, rolled with the bone. We marinate it if you want us to marinate it for you. We've got a couple customers that asked us to do that. But it's from Colorado. It's domestic lamb, so it's very, very good. It's not overly strong and tender as can be.
I know. I did your ham for Christmas. I did and you take it out of that, the wrapping.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's so convenient. It's easy. You get it, you take it, I literally put my head in it like a dog. You know how sometimes a dog will jump up on the counter and try to eat the ham? I was the guy that was just doing that.
How do you keep it so moist? Because I don't eat that much meat, but I prepare it for family members. And it feels like that's always the thing that I get wrong, getting it moist.
Well, I think it starts with how we cook it at the shop. And we definitely make sure we take good care of it and use the right humidity levels. And we steam cook and all that. So when you get it at home, it's already very moist because you're just reheating it. And then you just got to make sure you cover it with foil, put some water underneath, put it on a rack so it stays hydrated. And
you're just getting it warmer.
Right.
Yeah,
all you're
exactly.
Trying to
eat. Oh, okay.
You don't want to cook
right.
it. You're just trying to get the exterior a little warmer. And it's hard to have it actually cook all the way through again, right, because you don't want that. I don't mind it cold. I kind of like it with a little bit of cold.
It's
very
good
cold.
The ham, yeah.
It's great leftover.
Oh.
Definitely.
It's the best. All right, now what else? What is this? All right, you got something here that's a kind of a pasta-y thing that you're doing.
My ma's recipe. It's got ricotta cheese in it, Italian sausage, a little red pepper flake, mozzarella, parmesan, and some dough, and it's like a pizza. Kind of like a calzone, but she used to call it a pizza gagna.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew what she meant by that, but it was good.
Part pizza, part calzone.
Right,
yeah, it looks like a little mini thick pizza.
Right.
Almost,
and it's good warm, it's good cold. It's a tradition. I think you're supposed to cook it on Friday and not eat it until late Saturday or Sunday.
That's hard to do.
Good Friday.
So you go hide it.
Right, right. That's what it was when I was a kid.
You don't put anything in that, right, that you're going to bite on? There's no like little, you know, little dollar.
Like a coin or anything?
No. Not like the king cake. No.
Yeah, right, that's what I'm thinking. I was always a suspect of that, right? Because I'm thinking, any minute now, I'm going to bite on something I don't want to bite on.
Lose a filling.
I'm going to choke. I don't know. I was never comfortable. I want my food to be, you know, untouched. Yeah.
You also have the specialty grocery shop, too, which I love because you can pick up all the other stuff, right? Right. You know, you show up, you got your fresh produce, your jams and all that stuff.
Yeah, we have a lot of different cheeses, too. Jeez. Like, we brought some samples today, a little goat cheese on a cracker with just a strawberry balsamic jam. It's fantastic.
Delicious. I mean,
just little things
simple,
like that you can make.
And we have 2 seconds to make.
Ton of them. Ton of mustards, ton of horseradishes, ton of jams.
See, I don't know. I'm standing in there, and they got like 100 mustards. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know. How do I know? How do I know? And it's a bunch of European stuff. How do I know?
They're probably also good. Doesn't matter at some point. It's like eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
We sample them every Saturday, so we kind of get an idea what they taste like. So when somebody asks what mustard goes good with this, we can kind of pretty much tell them.
This is all different. Yeah, that's true.
And you got your jalapeno pepper jack brats. We always talk about things in America getting spicier and spicier. Are those popular?
Oh, yeah. Those we started those a year or two ago, and it's our basic pork brat with pepper jack cheese and jalapenos inside. And I mean, we make a couple hundred pounds a week during the summer. So they fly out the door.
We got that coming up. We got that coming up with the summer. They're coming back for all the major holidays.
Come back for that.
It's like, although it is weird because they're here now in daylight and for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, they're here at night, and you feel like you're getting ready for it.
Yeah.
And just sort of, and now it's like now I just want to start. I want to put a grill in the studio and see how long we can last with the smoke.
That would be perfect. let's try that.
We solicited emails on our page on WGNRadio.com. So questions for you guys. Now, these are questions. These are 10 points apiece to get them right. So I hope that you're
good luck.
And not answering does actually benefit you. Okay. How do you recommend cooking a large turkey for Easter to keep it from drying out? Do you do the long?
Well, there's a bunch of options here. Some people put their turkey upside down.
Oh, that's a good
and
idea.
Cook it. Yeah, they cook it the first 2 hours right side up, and then they turn it upside down and let the juices from the thigh flow through the breast. The other thing is to brine it. You brine the turkey and it keeps it juicy, keeps it from drying out. You always want to cover it with foil the last hour or two just to keep it from getting too warm.
Can you get a pre-brined turkey? Because the brining is like a thing.
I think we'll get there one day. We get questions like that once in a while. But we might be doing that someday, but right now we don't do it. Mm-hmm. But there are places that do have them and cook them for you.
Yeah.
I thought.
Great.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was, but they actually brine it and cook it for you and you pick it up.
Yeah. That is the correct answer right there.
You got 10 points.
You got 10 points right there. All right, here we
go. Not like we're okay.
That's from Marianne. Thank you, Marianne. Several of my coworkers, this is from Mary. I believe people are making up their names here, just like on Tinder. Several of my coworkers and I have been wondering what is considered the most tender part of beef. And how would you recommend cooking it to maintain tenderness? If you want something real tender, what would it be?
Well, you could take the toughest piece of meat and make it tender. But obviously, beef tenderloin's the most tenderest, but it's also the driest if you overcook it. You can't cook it more than medium rare or rare, or it will be dry and you're not going to like it. But if you took a piece of pot roast or a piece of chuck, slow cooked it, it would be just as tender as a tenderloin. So it depends on how you want to cook it, and it's more flavorful. So like a ribeye steak is right next to the chuck, so you get a lot of flavor from the chuck. It's a little fattier, but you get the tenderness from the loin, which is right in that area, too.
So, and I know people have been doing this. This is a whole new, they have these ovens now that they sell that sort of on low heat, like 250 degrees, and there's some moisture in there. And then as you do that, but you got to cook a steak for like 4 hours, but then it comes out perfect.
Yes,
right?
Yes. There are a lot of stuff. There's somebody where you open the door and put it on the door and cook it on the door of the
outside?
Oven.
Outside? Yeah. Because I think quite honestly, in Chicago, that steak's going to be gone.
Well, now they got that sous vide.
Yeah, sous vide, that's what I'm talking about.
My other son has it, and he's cooked it, where you could put it in there, get your steak to 125, and it stays 125 for 3-4 hours in the water. You take it out, you throw it on a grill or something, just brown it, and restaurants are doing it all the time because it saves time.
John, like, are you worried that you're not his favorite son now? That
you know,
he mentioned
you
that?
Did just mention my brother when I'm sitting right here. I mean, yeah. Come on. Well, he's the oldest. You know that oldest son thing, kind of.
Yeah, I know what's going on there. Yeah. You know what? You're chopped liver, which, by the way, they also have at Paulina Market.
Hey, we make liver sausage at Paulina, so it's perfect.
It's perfect. All right, hold on one second. We'll get back to more of your phone calls at 312-981-3200, and also these calls or these questions from email. The meatheads are here from Paulina Market in Chicago. And it is it's Easter. You got to stop by, and you got to go. You know what I do? The best thing is I go during the weekday. I do the weekday at night if I can.
Yeah.
What time you open till at night?
Six. Yeah. Seven on Thursday. Six during the week.
I came in because we had a basketball conflict or something one night, and I came in, and all these people were like, "What are you doing here? What are you doing here? What are you doing here?
What, you're not supposed to be there."
All right. Here we've got, we have our the Violetta Podramatic, who's a foodie in and of her own right, standing by with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots. All right, the meatheads are here. Bill and his favorite son, John Begale, are here from Paulina Market.
I think we're getting him in trouble on that.
And if you're getting ready for Easter, we had one other question here very quickly. If you don't do ham or you don't do lamb on Easter, is there anything else that's kind of traditional?
Well, Polish sausage, fresh and smoked with sauerkraut. I mean, that's a big traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Or rib roast. People buy rib roast. We've got a lot of orders for rib roast. I was very surprised.
Kevin, you with the Polish sausage here?
Oh, yeah. Every Easter, every Christmas, Polish sausage there with pierogies on the side.
Kielbasa. Pierogies is another one. We sell pierogies.
We have those
too. You got the frozen pierogies, right?
Right.
Yeah. They got the whole frozen section of
fish, too, is what you said in the frozen section.
Yes,
you got just about everything you need, right?
Anything. You could live. I have one of those things, like in a post apocalyptic world, I'm stuck in there.
And good place
I just get to, we got to make sure that the electricity works and that the farmers are still shipping. But other than that, we are totally in great shape there. All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it.
Definitely. Good. Thanks for having us.
All right. The meathead, stop by Paulina Market in Chicago. Give me the address there, Bill.
3501 North Lincoln.
And orders can still be getting in up until Easter.
Right up to the day of Saturday, the last day of
Saturday.
This week. We're there.
And John, what's the phone number?
773-248-6272.
All right. Thank you very much.
Awesome, guys.
Thank you.